Hi, and welcome to our audio boo for the first day of February. Hi, Kyle. Today we had a grandparent in to celebrate Grandparents' Day. Whose grandparent was it?
Holly's.
And what did Holly's grandparent tell us about life in the old days?
She told us that there were no cars and they had to walk to school. They got hit with the stick if they did something wrong. They played hide and go seek on the road.
Okay, very good. And what was different about schools in those days? You said there about people being hit, but was there a difference in the classrooms?
Yes, the boys were on one side and girls were on the other.
Very good. And was there only the one class in the room, or was there sometimes more than one class and one teacher?
There was more than one class and one teacher.
And Holly's nan also talked to us about the jobs that she had to do at home. List some of those jobs for us.
And she had to milk the cattle.
Cows.
She had to bring out the hay, cut turf. She had to do the washing up. And they had to bring down their clothes to the river to get them washed.
Very good. And as we know, Holly's nan used to teach in this school. Did she say there was any differences between the time she taught in school and what we have in our classrooms now?
Yes.
And what were some of those differences?
That we have interactive whiteboards now, and that the teachers were nicer. And
back then or now?
Back then.
They were nicer than we are now?
Yes.
I feel sad. Anyway, moving on. Holly's nan also talked to us about the type of work and the type of schoolwork they did in the old days. And what way did they write, or what did they use to write?
They wrote with ink pens. They had to write with the right hand. If they had a blob on the page of ink, they would get hit with the stick.
Very good. And did they do any other different types of subjects in the old days than we do now?
They did sewing and knitting.
Okay, so we probably wouldn't do as much of that now.
Yeah.
And what was the most unusual fact before we finish, or the thing that sticks out in your mind most?
That one day she was coming home from school and they had put tar on the road and they had no shoes on, so they had to walk through the tar with their bare feet.
Okay, thanks very much, Kyle.